Well, happy Black Friday, everybody. Coming from a white family over here. Yep.
We just
had some cold turkey.
Yeah, leftover turkey day.
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm Spreadable Butter Von Fry. Joining me is...
Spreadable Butter Mom.
Okay, sure.
So why are we saying spreadable butter?
Well, I was just thinking about your crock thing over there.
Yeah, my husband bought me a butter keeper crock. It's really cool.
You keep the butter on your table instead of refrigerating it, and it's...
It keeps it soft.
Something about the water moisture at the bottom of this thing. You flip it upside down. Next thing you know, you have... spreadable butter.
Yeah, it's really handy. Really nice on our Thanksgiving. So, homemade rolls I made.
So other than that, how did you like your Thanksgiving?
I think I had a nice Thanksgiving.
Why?
Because I had my husband and my two sons here. It was a quiet Thanksgiving.
Neighborhood was kind of quiet.
Yeah, usually we go somewhere. Last Thanksgiving we had two of my brother-in-laws and their wives. And
pro tip, don't travel for Thanksgiving.
We usually do. So it was really nice to stay home. Just chill today.
We got new furniture.
Kansas City Chiefs, we got new furniture
delivered.
Before Thanksgiving.
It became, a week or two early? Because we were expecting it after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So we had all the new stuff in the house.
New Chiefs.
But we didn't expect everything to be here by then, so we told everybody, don't come see us.
No,
we're doing this on our own.
We would have invited them, but everybody had plans.
And you got a turkey.
Yeah, from Popeyes. It was really good. And actually, I think it tasted better today cold.
Better today cold. I think that their instructions, they tried to be safe.
Yeah, it got a little dry.
And it ended up telling people to make it dry.
Yeah.
So we had kind of a drier turkey.
But it was good. And I made up everything else, the dressing and the homemade rolls and mashed potatoes and gravy. What else do we have?
I don't know.
Corn, broccoli.
I mean,
And pumpkin pie.
There was the mashed potatoes, the homemade rolls. There was two kinds of pies.
What kind's your favorite?
Well, it's a pecan cheesecake pie, right?
Yeah.
And so I know you're going to make that go get some of that cream cheese. and then that happens, right?
Because you don't like pumpkin pie, and I don't really care for pumpkin pie. So you and I eat the cheesecake pecan pie.
Had a piece of it yet?
Yes, I did last night.
All right, I can kind of tell, That was my lunch also. I had a piece for lunch.
It's good for breakfast, too.
All right, let me show you something I got recently.
What'd you get?
This is a movie.
Oh, wow.
Don't scratch that up.
Wow.
They call that Steelbook.
Neat.
Of the Terminator.
Is this the original Terminator?
That's the original one.
Wow.
So that won't play on the stuff you have. They'll play on the Xbox because it's a 4K disc is what they call it. And
is this Merry Christmas to yourself?
They used artificial intelligence to improve the picture quality because it was so grainy and blurry and
that
stuff.
That looks awesome.
Back in the day. So then we'll open that up and then... Yeah, you have.
Is it Bluetooth?
That's not really how that works. They call it a 4K or Ultra HD disc.
Do we have something to play it?
I can play it on my Xbox Series X.
Okay.
You can't, but I actually got that from a place called Movies Unlimited. They say they operate like the oldest, largest movie catalog. When they announced this, they sold out pretty quick because they make all the physical media stuff in short supply to try to make you sign up for streaming services.
Yeah.
And I heard about it too late. And then I was like, this one group kind of followed me on Twitter for a long time. I'll check and see if they have it. And they still had a pre-order available after like 2 months before it came out. On the 20th is when it came out. And I was like, you know what? Okay, well, if they said pre-order good, I guess I'll roll the dice here. I hope they're not some shady group. So that was from Movies Unlimited. I'll have a link for you to maybe pick that up or the regular edition, which I think is in
ready supply. It's your favorite all-time movie, right?
Terminator 2. It's a little bit different.
You like it better?
Well, everybody does, right? Or I guess you don't?
Well, they're both good.
Okay, well, how about we get into the news? Not a heap of news for you this week. It's going to be like football related.
Okay.
Can you handle some football news?
I've watched some football lately.
Baker Mayfield, what team does he play for?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. He used to play for OU.
Well, now he plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He's
suing his dad for $12 million.
Why?
Breach of contract. Something about... It's actually a company I think his dad co-founded.
Oh.
Took money out of his account to pay their interests or something, right?
Well, it sounds like he does need to sue his dad.
So, is this something my family would do to me?
No, it's of a course
this
not.
Is why I'm not an NFL quarterback.
This is why you're not.
It's because you guys would just steal the money
yeah,
from
we
me.
Would just steal the money from you. So we're such bad parents.
Hey, that's the commercial I was telling you about. We've got the TV right in the back. Watch that ad. You see what you see what's going on? Anything look weird about that commercial? It's a Coca-Cola commercial. The trucks are coming through the town. No. We got satellites. There's the Bears, right? AI. That's all AI.
There was like they were in Japan.
That's all AI. No one made that. They just said, hey, AI, draw that for us. Draw the Coca-Cola commercial. See what you can do.
Wow.
That's what that is.
So all these creatives are going to be out of jobs because it's going to be AI.
People are going to be out of jobs.
People are going to be out of jobs.
You can just get AI to do whatever. Hey, AI, can you make the Chiefs win? Oh, I got you. Don't worry. We'll make sure that the Raiders can't kick three missed field goals.
Poor
and
guy.
The referee will come running in, blowing the whistle on the last play. But because Taylor Swift was there and it was a Chiefs home game, I guess the Chiefs get the ball and they win the game.
They won it fairly.
No, oh my goodness sake. And they actually clinched a playoff spot.
Yep.
Tony Gonzalez says that he will volunteer to pay Travis Kelce's potential fine if he scores a touchdown. It's something about, is it the Chiefs' all-time touchdown leader or something like this? But if Kelce does it and dunks the ball, there's a fine when you dunk on the goalpost. Because you're not allowed to touch the goalpost on a celebration because they have to like recalculate it. He says he'll pay the fine. I think it might be kind of steep. It might be like $5,000, maybe.
Well, I'm glad he has money to throw around.
Well, Tony Gonzalez used to do that kind of celebration.
Oh.
And then they started making it illegal because other guys couldn't do it. And they were trying to do it. And they were messing up the goalposts.
You think Travis is practicing?
I'm not so sure Travis Kelce can do it. Because, look, you're wearing cleats. They wear Air Jordans. I think Travis Kelce wears an Air Jordan 11. But it's not really set up the same. It has cleats at the bottom. And you're wearing pads and a helmet. And you have to jump and essentially slam dunk because those things are actually 10 feet high.
We better be at the beginning of the game, not the end, because they're tired.
He'll be too tired?
Too tired.
So, yeah, if he scores a touchdown,
you
watch
better
for
do
him
it on the first game, play of the game.
Watch for him to do this. They might try to get that out of the way early, right?
Maybe.
So the Bears fired their coach after...
The Bears.
Really bad clock management on their Thanksgiving.
There's lots of people who had bad days in football this weekend.
Yeah.
Or this, it's not weekend yet.
I don't think they can really blame the traveling. They travel in style, private jets.
I know,
right?
But you know, everybody's human.
Well, they had what was it, like 30 seconds? They just bled off the clock when they needed to get down there and score. And instead, they could have, they had a timeout, could have called a timeout. Killed the clock, set up for a field goal.
Maybe he's getting the old timers.
I think some of this was on the quarterback. He looked like he was in a hurry, and then he took his time. And then next thing you know, clock runs out. Bears lose.
Ta-da.
Yeah, so that's really all I have for you on the news front. Was there some kind of news story you had?
No, I don't have much either.
Oh, you don't?
I've been busy cooking.
Okay, well, I do think it's time for potentially a game.
What kind of game?
A game called
Movies
by Mom.
Mom.
All right, so Mom, I just showed you this new release of The Terminator. Can you maybe explain The Terminator for us?
Oh, goodness. Well, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger plays The Terminator.
What's The Terminator?
And he goes back in time.
Okay, well, what is what's The Terminator?
He's a robot, basically, right?
Yeah, okay.
And the robots have taken over the world in the future, but nobody knows that yet. So he goes back to try to prevent
that happening.
To tell
them about it, right?
Yeah.
He goes back to tell them the robots are coming.
And he's got to kill his father. No, he kills the guy that is the father of the guy that builds this company, or is it the guy that builds the company?
Something like that. I thought he was going after a woman. I thought he had to kill the woman.
I think he went back to get the kid.
Except,
yeah, he went back to get the kid.
Well, the kid wasn't born yet.
Yeah, remember he goes to the... Oh, is that the second one?
That's the second one.
Oh, man, I got him getting confused.
So he goes around killing all the ladies that have this woman's name. What's her name?
Sarah Connors.
Okay, Sarah Connors. And
that's right, right?
Yeah. And so he's murdering them up, and he goes to the police station where she's being held. And what does he say to the cop at the front desk?
I can't remember.
And then he drives through the desk
What's
and starts shooting up the place. And then they end up... he's in a truck, and they what do they do to get him out of the truck?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? There was a big explosion.
Yeah.
And then once he gets exploded in the truck, what's he look like?
Like, you can see his insides and stuff.
You can see his insides and stuff?
Yeah, like his working parts.
But then they go into the factory, and they have to have a fight in the factory, right?
Is that the first one or the second
That's
one?
That's the first. I'm talking when about
he
the drops, first one.
He falls into the pot and he melts?
That's the second one.
Okay.
This one, he doesn't fall into the pot and melt. How do they stop him?
Honestly, I can't remember.
Do they maybe crush
him? It's been a while, like your whole life since I've seen this movie. Because you know what? When you were little, we wouldn't let you go see it.
No, that was Terminator 2.
Okay, Terminator 2. Your father and I went to it the first time just because we were afraid it was going to be bad. Too bad for you to see.
Okay, so then how does the movie end?
I don't remember.
The lady's in a Jeep and she has a dog and the
kid
tries
to... Oh, she's going out in the wilderness.
The kid tries to take her picture and wants $5 for it.
Anyway, she's going over to Mexico or somewhere.
Movies.
Bye.
Mom.
Didn't do very good at that. I'm sorry.
No, that didn't sound a lot like the Terminator.
My memory's
And then he falls
right.
in the pot. And
that was the second one.
Yeah.
It's like, that's when the guy's running after him. The other Terminator looks like a police officer.
Is that what he looks like?
Yeah.
You're sure of that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Why are you laughing?
Just everything was weird. He goes up to the counter and he goes, I don't know. He doesn't say, I'll be back.
Oh, he say I'll be back in that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. He always
walks up to the counter and goes,
to Earth naked.
I don't know.
he has to get somebody's clothes.
Walks up to the counter and goes, I don't know.
Give me
and then
my
he
clothes.
Goes and gets
Give
his car and runs through the desk. Yep.
Yep.
Wow, that was something.
That part.
Okay. Yeah, you remember something about it for
yes,
sure, right?
Something, uh-huh.
All right, do you maybe have a quote for me? I guess
I
we'll
do.
Have a kind of shorter episode.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, I'm boring. What else can we talk
about? I expected
about?
You to have some news stories or cooking tips.
You gave me my Christmas present. You brought all the
Your Christmas,
Christmas
present
decorations
was
up
me
from the
grabbing all the decorations in the basement tubs, probably threw my back out.
Oh, poor baby. I think you'll survive.
Oh, you know what? We watched Jim Gaffigan's new special.
Oh, we did watch that together.
On your new recliners, yeah.
Yeah.
And he
TV.
Talked about having teenage kids and how
and
much he hates
wife.
Them and
his
they
wife
think he's
just
uncool.
Let him talk about her.
And he said something of like, you know, I thought I was all right. And then I went to the kids' high school and the story, like my daughter's like, yeah, then dad went to the school. And it's like, what's the problem there, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be kind of excited, like, hey, I know who that guy is.
My
you got a celebrity
Jim
dad.
Jim Gaffigan, yeah.
Instead, it's super uncool because yeah. then dad was at the school.
I remember that he said something about, I have to give silent rides to my kids. They don't want me telling jokes and stuff.
It's like some Uber requesting a silent ride.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, he gets some bossy friends of the kids over there. And he's like, I'll kill you. Like,
he right, said that?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Okay. It's so funny when people go on a dating website, because back in my day, we didn't have dating websites. We had, I like you, I think you like me, let's try this thing out. Who do you think said that?
Somebody who has to talk about back in their day.
Yeah,
huh?
It's got to be old like me.
Older than you?
I think he's younger than me. I'm sure he's younger than me.
You think he's younger than you?
Is he younger than
Drew
me.
Carey?
No. And this is somebody I told you is a male, but you probably won't guess that I know who he is. But we have watched him before. We watched him in a stand-up before.
But I don't think you know his name.
No.
Kevin James?
No, I probably can't pronounce his name.
Is he not a white guy?
He's not black either.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Giving you lots of hints
so
today.
So is he kind of Asian looking?
Not going to tell you that. I'm giving you too many hints.
Is it Aziz Ansari?
No. Last US at three?
Yeah, that's how that works.
It's
yeah.
Sebastian Maniscalco. I can't say it. How do I say it? How do you pronounce his
honestly,
last name?
Honestly, I'm not sure how to say it.
He's real popular right now. He's got lots of stand-up places.
Yeah, he talks
arenas
about like,
all over the place.
When people come to the house, back in the day, you'd hey, come on in. Hey, we got the best tea for you and everything. And you're just coming by like you always
offer somebody something to drink.
But now when someone comes by, hey, get the doors. Don't say anything. Roll on the ground. Don't let them see you. I don't like it when people ring the doorbell. It's like, well, that's the Terminator coming to get me.
I always expect it's the police. The Terminator's,
he's going to throw the door open and he's going to shoot you, you know?
You don't know
he's
people,
got the gun
usually,
with the laser.
You know, nowadays we're talking about this at the beauty shop. Nowadays when somebody's coming over, they'll text you and say, "Hey, I'm going to be there in just a few minutes," or something. You always know somebody's coming. You just don't go over because it's so easy to text people like, "Hey, I'm in the driveway."
In old movies, people who have to get a phone call are very ready for the phone call. Like, you just happen to call the house and they happen to be there. Now, when you call somebody, you do expect them to pick up because it's on them.
Yeah.
Or they don't want to talk to you. But back in the 90s and so, and before everybody had the cell phones, yeah, for sure, in the 80s, you couldn't really reliably expect someone to be home to answer the phone.
No, it just rang or they weren't home.
Yeah, it'd be kind of rough.
Yeah, it was really rough dating. I mean, you had to give somebody your phone number. If they lost it, you know, too bad.
You also had answering machines.
Yeah, we did have answering machines. That's true.
And that was kind of fun.
Yeah, right? Leave a message after the beep.
Did you record a specific answering message?
No, I didn't.
Hi, this is Carrie, and I'm not here, you know, something like that.
Probably, something like that.
When calling you on the voicemail, it's very weird. At one point, you can kind of hear you scrambling to hit the end button on the recording. It's almost like, "Hey, I'm not here at right now, but
is there a recording?
Hold on, what
my
button
phone?
Do I push?" And then
is there a recording on my phone? I didn't know there was.
Yeah,
one.
If I call you and you don't answer, it says something weird like that. Your husband's even worse because he talks for like 3 minutes saying nothing.
Okay, I need to re-record that because I thought mine was just like the standard.
You've reached Monty, and well, I'm not here right now. But if you leave your number and your message. And your name.
And your life history.
I'll get back to you just as soon as I can.
And, sounds like Jimmy Stewart.
It's like, okay, goodness sake. Well, what does my message say when you call me?
That you're trying to save the world.
Von Fry is busy saving the world. Yeah.
Not conceited or anything.
And I used an AI system to say that. Yeah,
well,
there was
I need
a way
to redo mine because I didn't know I had one.
Microsoft actually got rid of this, but the AI character in their Halo video game, they had the woman that plays the character. Uh-huh. The character's name's Cortana, and they had an AI they called Cortana. And on Windows devices, and you could also download it. And you could type in things to remind you, and it'd read back the reminder. So I said, "Remind me," and then had her say this, uh-huh, so that it was like hiring the voice actress
it
to say the
really good
recording. Yeah,
it
so
does.
That's a fancy way to do it.
So what's this new thing called Q or whatever? What's that?
Q?
It's a commercial and the people are talking to it and it has a conversation with them, like tells them how to fix the car and tells them how to get their kid to bed.
There's something where these people are asking Google's AI questions. They called it Gemini Live.
Oh, okay.
Is that Q? What do they call it?
I guess so. I don't
they
know.
They say, "Hey, Gemini Live."
Oh, it's
ask
Gemini. I said the wrong thing. It's
and
Gemini.
And they said, "No, don't just ask questions. Have a conversation." It's like, why?
If
like,
you're lonely.
Can we just get to the
only
point here?
Only the lonely.
How many squares of sugar should I put in the tea? And, you know, instead.
Oh, I can tell you. Depends if you like it sweet or not.
It won't really do that. It's kind of a weird thing.
I'll have to try it.
It doesn't remember the instructions you gave it previously, like these AI things. Like, oh, yeah, sometimes I forget. Like, it'll say things like that. Like, every time they want you to re-say your name or something, uh-huh, and it's like, I already told you my name. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
AIs lie. Little white lies.
They misremember when instead of saying they don't remember things. Like,
so that's kind of a white lie.
Kind of a weird thing. At the beginning of this movie, The Terminator, there's a scene where they're in front of this Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles. Uh-huh. And they used AI to sharpen the picture and stuff. And the AI simply sees that there's letters above the door, some shapes, and it tries to make shapes out of them. Instead, I would think if the AI was really that advanced, it would recognize the building and then realize what the building's name is and that usually goes over the door
right,
in pictures of it.
Yeah.
So instead of it saying Griffith Observatory, it's like Griffith, Q, there's a V upside down, you know.
Oh, really? You saw that?
Yeah, they have a little mistake in there. Because it's off in the distance.
Yep.
And it's nighttime. But the AI just says, here's some shapes that kind of looks like that's what that's supposed to be.
Well, that's lame. They should be more better than us.
So the AI's assignment is fix these shapes, not identify this building and make it look like it's at night.
Label it correctly, yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I don't think that the AI is really all that it's cooked up to be.
Well, it's the programmers. The programmer asked them to do the wrong thing. Identify these shapes. It should say, I should have said... Identify the building and you know, enhance it. Enhance the lettering and the signage and the...
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing's focused on one job instead of thinking, oh, hey, you know, maybe I should go get some coffee afterwards or whatever. And then it'll go not, you know, overlook something, right? Yeah. But maybe it should be thinking bigger. Like, I recognize this building. This is what the street looked like at this time in this year.
It should.
Things like that. These are what leaves look like on the ground at this time. You know, things like that,
because
right?
Because humans, even though somebody gives you a task, if they're overachievers or if they're, you know, really picky about things or details and stuff, they would have... researched and done better.
In video games, you have a lot of characters, and one of the ways they make money on games now is they have these skins you buy, kind of like the Terminator as a skin over the insides, right?
So it's like a mask?
So you have like it's basically a costume. So we have a Halloween skin for the hamster in this game or something like that. Uh-huh. Or this dog over here can be a miniature T-Rex with this skin.
Are you saying skin or skim?
Skin.
Okay.
S-K-I-N.
Yeah, okay.
So they have a device, and I think this might be Apple's augmented goggle thing. One of these goggles you walk around with, okay?
Yeah.
And you can put a different skin in to theme everything in your house.
So everything in your house would have this skin on it?
It would change everything in your house to look like a Viking's house. Or
oh, that'd be cool.
A medieval house.
That'd be neat.
And, or there's also a horror theme where everything's really dark.
Ooh.
And you can't see very well. And it's kind of
scary.
Maybe you hear like dripping water in the back or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Or a medieval fantasy place or whatever. People like open their fridge and all of their stuff is labeled like it looks like it's from some other time period.
Seriously?
Which could then, if you wanted to just drink some, like, look, you grab the milk. Okay.
Yeah.
But with the skin over it, it's
like
not showing that it's some kind of old jug, right?
Yeah.
Not showing the expiration date. Somebody might get poisoned walking around. And then, you know, don't be surprised if this sort of thing comes up on those, you know, procedural shows you watch. Oh, the guy died. He had his virtual reality headset on. What happened? Oh, well, he had some expired medicine. He didn't know it. Right?
Is that pretty much how like these rides that you get on? I think there's one in Kansas City at Union Station where you get on it and you get in this sleigh and it takes you like you're going to the North Pole and you're flying and stuff. Is that kind of the same thing?
I think some things are like that in a way. There's a Mario Kart ride at one of these Universal theme parks, or two of them, and everybody waits like 2 hours to get on it. And I don't think the carts go anywhere. Instead, they move.
I think
move.
That's what these things do. Virtual reality, you just think you're going.
Maybe they put a headset on you, or they move the place around you, and it looks in the and so the carts don't actually go on a track.
Yeah,
I would not wait 2 hours for that. But waiting has gotten a lot easier than it used to be. Now I kind of look forward to waiting because it's like, oh, I can just check the scores, you know, check your stocks, whatever.
See, cracks me up when I had to wait in the waiting room with your father this week, and cracked me up because everybody
why were you
has
waiting?
A phone.
Why were you waiting in the waiting room with him?
Because he had to have a medical procedure.
A medical procedure?
Yeah.
Like what kind?
The fun kind. Oh, I'm just kidding. No, anyway, everybody had their phones out. I did see a few people having conversations with strangers, though, talking to each other. That was
But the something. Last time I had to wait a few minutes at a dentist office, they didn't have very many magazines.
They do have a few magazines, but I think COVID changed that. Don't have anything.
I think they realize you've got your own waiting device on you.
Most people do, and plus COVID changed everything. You don't want to spread germs.
If we can't get the magazines at the dentist's office, the doctor's office, no wonder the magazines are going under, right?
There you go. Bye-bye now. Have fun shopping.